Okay, good morning. It's 11:12 a.m. on November the 7th. Oh, I'm not quite sure what happened yesterday. It was one of those, no, it's 8 o'clock. I'll go in a little while. And it's 10 o'clock. I probably should go before lunch. And it's 11:30 and it was like, well, I guess I'll have lunch. And then I realized I didn't have time to go before I had to go pick up kids. And once I pick up kids, the day is pretty much shot. So, yeah. Sorry about that, folks. Just overcome by a lack of momentum, I guess. I don't know. Inertia. Could not make myself leave the house yesterday. But today, somebody left a comment, and I didn't even stop to look because the comments come to my email, and it popped up on my email as somebody leaving a comment on not happening today, which made me think, holy crap, I need to get going or it's not going to happen today either. So I stopped what I was doing, I jumped up from my chair, I ran for the door. And just missed being 11:07 on 11:07, but point is I'm out and I'm walking. I'm stepping along briskly. No, not that briskly. 17 minutes, 59 seconds for the first mile. Not terrific. It's odd because I thought I started in Domondo at the same time and yet it's quite a ways back. Anyway, it did take me a while to get the picture. One of the difficulties in starting this late is that I really can't see the screen on my phone in this bright light. Makes it very difficult to do the things that I normally do. And then, of course, I have yapping dogs. So anyway, I don't know. I need to be working on stuff. Working on stuff that I'm not obviously doing. At least not enough to call it. That's okay. There's some things you have to do that don't involve production. And I'm doing those things. And I think it's helping. So the election's over. Yay, no more phone calls. Honestly, we're getting between 3 and 5 phone calls a day between one party and another, between one race and another. It was really, really quite astonishing. And then in the middle of it, you get the normal survey calls for health care. It's like, what do you know about your insurance company? Do you know any other insurance companies? Do you have any choice in insurance company? What do you like most about your insurance company? Guy walking by with a girl, a kid, maybe 3, sweater. don't see people walking with carrying a kid in their arms that often. Particularly a kid that big. She seemed tired and grumpy. So perhaps that was why. Look at me go, I'm walking. Walking and talking. So yeah, I'm doing a lot of not talking about the elephant in the room. Either of the elephants. On another note, I did get a very large check from Ryden yesterday. And I need to open the letter to make sure that it's what I think it is. But, it's also the reversion of rights letter, which is good. There will be another small payment later. Right at the end of the year, it'll actually be the down payment on next year's taxes. So that's doing well. What a beautiful day. It's gorgeous here. It's beautiful, sunny, 60 degrees. It's hard to believe it's November. Particularly since it was 28 overnight. It was very cold last night. One of the problems that we're having is that younger daughter is in drama and she's got final tack rehearsals for the play that's going to be happening tomorrow night. So she's out until 10:30, 11 o'clock. Oh, hush, hush. So I'm not getting to bed at 9, 9:30, 10 o'clock like I normally do. But the cats are still getting me up at 4, 3:30. You'd think daylight savings would work in my favor because it's fall back. But the reality is it works against me because their clocks still say 4:30. Their internal clocks say 4:30. So 4:30 is time to raise hell. And unfortunately, it's 3:30 on my clock. So we have to be a little more diligent about removing animals from the bedroom if we want to get any sleep at all. Today is Wednesday. In a couple hours, I have to go pick up the girls, take them to the dentist, and wait for them, and then take them home. I think dinner tonight is going to be something really dumb, like frozen lasagna or something. Something I can throw in the oven and not think about until it's dinner time. I also have to make bread. I've down to my last slice. And I didn't make any yesterday. So I'm going to have to make some today. I should have got it in this morning when the kids were rummaging around, but I didn't. So it goes. Oh, I'm supposed to be talking. It's just such a lovely morning. I'm sort of being in the morning. Thinking about fall, thinking about the winter to come. I think I just brushed my chin across the microphone. That probably made a horrible noise. I can feel it batting up against my face. So I don't know. This audio quality is probably not going to be all that great today. Some days are like that. Won't be long where it'll be so cold every day that I have to put on the hood. And that will make the talking part of the walking a little more legible, I think. Yes. I think it was Anita who said that my problem the other day was the 16-minute miles that I was doing. I think she might be right. My thighs are beginning to, coupled with the day off yesterday, my thighs are beginning to tell me that they're working. Which is, I think, a good thing. I wonder what everybody's doing mowing lawns today. I mean, it's probably using the bagging mowers to pick up leaves, but this is like forenoon, late morning, midweek. Romney supporters, perhaps, who are getting their house ready to put on the market so that they can leave the country. I don't know. So I'm still waiting to hear about our local races. I haven't paid a lot of attention. Oh, the reason I said about lawnmowers is that I've heard a half a dozen of them in various places around the neighborhood, and for a midweek Wednesday morning, that seems like an awful lot of people who didn't go to work. Okay, today is Wednesday. I've got to get the milk. I forgot to pick the milk up this morning. Luckily, it was cold enough overnight that in the cooler for a couple of extra hours isn't going to matter. I'm almost back. I've really gotten spoiled by my evening chocolate milk. That's my daily treat. It also works better to have a little milk with my pills. I think it helps buffer the anti-inflammatory a little bit. I'm hearing rattling in my earbud, and it's not usually a good sign. Although, I have to say, I dropped one of the earbuds into my coffee the other morning as I was walking downstairs. It pulled loose from my ear and plopped right into my coffee. Pulled it out right away, but it's like, yo. Luckily, I don't put anything in my coffee. It's just water and beans. There's no sugar. There's no milk anymore. There's no nothing. It's just black coffee. So apparently, I got it out again before any serious damage was done. But here we are, crossing the last street. I made it! Yay! Thank you all for being there. I've said that a lot lately, but I'm feeling particularly grateful these days. So, yeah, tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.